You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Friday, January 27th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your best NFL take with a five-star review, I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Championship weekend is almost here. We're now just a day or two away, depending on when you're listening to this. And there's obviously a ton of big questions going into the weekend. Matchups, who's going to win, what's the best Super Bowl matchup, quarterback things, all types of exciting stuff that comes with championship weekend. But I do think there's a question that I haven't heard a lot of people ask that I think is a pretty interesting one, and one that we might be talking about at the end of championship weekend, but also at the end of the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And that's the question of, is Patrick Mahomes' time as the undisputed number one quarterback coming to an end? Now, I know that in a year where he's going to win MVP and he was first team all pro, led the league in touchdowns, yards, quarterback rating, all those things, I understand that now is not the time where you would think, okay, this guy's reign is coming to an end. But I think if you look at the quarterbacks in the championship this weekend and some of the quarterbacks that he has to come up against over these next few years or even just next year, I think that by the time, look, even Sunday's over, but maybe definitely by the time the Super Bowl's over, the days of saying Mahomes is the guy you would automatically take number one or the guy that is clearly the best quarterback might be coming to an end. First of all, let's look at kind of the trajectory of Patrick Mahomes' career. He wins the Super Bowl in 2019. Obviously, at that point, he's the next Aaron Rodgers. He's the guy where everyone's saying, all right, it's not a matter of when he'll win another one, but how many he's going to win. He's going to be the quarterback that got Andy Reid his first Super Bowl, gets Andy Reid a second and third Super Bowl. He's getting ready to dominate the NFL for years to come. So what happens? He wins it in 2019, lost it in 2020, then lost the AFC Championship game in 2021. Now he's back in the AFC Championship game in 2022. So hasn't won a Super Bowl since. But I also think what you're seeing with Mahomes is this. You're seeing other quarterbacks come up and kind of poke at what could be, you know, him sitting on the throne as the best quarterback. First, the guy he's facing on Sunday. If Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City on Sunday, I don't see how there is then an argument for Joe Burrow not being ahead of Patrick Mahomes in anyone's rankings, of any type of ranking, whether it's current best quarterback, whether it's who you would take moving forward, whether it's, you know, most talented, who you'd want in one game, who you'd start a franchise with. If Joe Burrow, who is currently 3-0 versus Patrick Mahomes, moves to 4-0, beats him at home two straight years. Now, he won't have a Super Bowl yet, right? I mean, if he beats Mahomes, he would still then have to go win the Super Bowl. But if you think about where Mahomes was when, you know, in 2022, he shared the cover of Madden with Brady as the GOAT edition, right? The edition where it was Tom Brady, who is, you know, undisputedly the best quarterback of all time. And then there's Mahomes, who many feel is the next best quarterback of all time. So when I look at him doing that, like, he put that label on himself, right? He's the one that decided to do that and said, I'm going to go next to Brady on the cover of Madden and proclaim myself the next best great quarterback, right? Like the current GOAT among quarterbacks. Well, if Joe Burrow goes into Kansas City on Sunday and beats Patrick Mahomes, Burrow should be ahead of Mahomes in pretty much, like I said, every single ranking, no matter how you rank them. The other thing to consider, Mahomes is going to be 28 when next season begins. He's not injury prone, like he's not missing time, you know, all the time. But he's dealing with an injury heading into this championship game. He's had the, you know, he had the knee problem that he got on the quarterback sneak.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Like, he does feel like, for as good as Mahomes is, and you know, he certainly has a ton of accomplishments, it sometimes feels like his career is not ascending anymore. And Burrows, on the other hand, feels like it is ascending. Now, the other quarterback that is going to be playing championship weekend, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, like I said, right now, if I had to pick for this weekend who I would pick, I would take Burrow and Hurts over Mahomes because of the injury, but also what he brings to the team. But the other thing to consider is Jalen Hurts is only 25. Right? He'll be 25 when next season begins. Joe Burrow, 26. Mahomes, 28. Jalen Hurts is 3 years younger than Mahomes. And when you look at the situations that the quarterbacks are in, Mahomes is playing with a great head coach for sure, but an older head coach. He has a bad defense. He doesn't have the weapons the other two quarterbacks have. If you look at where Joe Burrow is, he has elite weapons all around him. He has a very good defense. They need to work on the offensive line, but he has a young head coach that's ascending, obviously last year in the Super Bowl, this year back in the AFC Championship game. The Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, elite weapons everywhere on the field, a great offensive line, a great defense. Nick Sirianni was arguably should have been in the Coach of the Year finalist, certainly was in the conversation. Howie Roseman might win Executive of the Year. So Hurts is surrounded by a foundation that he can feel comfortable in. He will always be, you know, have weapons and those type of things. Mahomes, they lost Tyreek Hill, right? Like, the best weapon he had, and you could argue Travis Kelce, but the best weapon that he had, they traded because they didn't want to pay him. And he's in Miami now. Like, the defense, not a ton of playmakers. They have Chris Jones and, you know, one or two other nice players, but their defense isn't good. Mahomes is going to have to carry so much more of the load than these other quarterbacks will because of the foundation that is around him compared to these other quarterbacks. So when you take the fact that he could be 0-4 by Sunday against Joe Burrow, he's 28 years old, his head coach isn't getting any younger, he doesn't have a great foundation around him, and the fact that he already won a Super Bowl, and I know this isn't a, you know, X's and O's reality type thing, but let's be real. Once you win your first, we've seen time and time again, unless you're Brady, it is hard to win the second. And Mahomes, at one point when it looked like he was going to be that guy, he was going to be that guy that every year was going to be winning him or winning him every other year, or right? Hasn't happened. Has not happened. It could now be 3 straight years where he's not won the Super Bowl. And yes, that when you hear that, it says, well, that's an insane bar to set. That's the bar that everyone set for him. That's the bar he set for himself by going on the cover with Tom Brady. So it's not just Jalen and Joe Burrow either. Josh Allen, not a great season this year, but certainly, you know, he could bounce back next year. Ton of talent, great roster, all those things. Trevor Lawrence, ascending player. Great head coach, young head coach, right? Team with a ton of resources to build around him. Getting Calvin Ridley back. Justin Herbert, if he ever gets a good head coach, he could join that conversation, right? Tua, if Tua can stay healthy, he's probably not becoming the best quarterback in the league, but he has a ton of talent around him. So what you're seeing with Mahomes is after a year or two where there weren't many great young quarterbacks, and Mahomes seemed like far and away number one, and he probably is still number one, but what I'm saying is that gap between Mahomes and the rest of these quarterbacks is shrinking rapidly. And by Sunday, it could be completely closed, because if Mahomes doesn't win this game on Sunday, then I think you definitely put Burrow ahead of him. But it's time to really question if Mahomes, with, you know, the constant little injuries, the interceptable passes, right? Whether he is becoming, yes, one of the best quarterbacks, obviously, but not the clear-cut gold standard he used to be. So I think this Kansas City-Cincinnati game, huge for a lot of reasons, but I think it could potentially change how we view the quarterback pecking order in the NFL, depending on who wins that game. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button, and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear, and I'll talk to you guys next time.